to the Samuel Proctor Oral History Program podcast, where you will hear firsthand accounts of remarkable times. I'm Danielle Navaretti, and I'll be your host today. Oral histories are less censored and more authentic than other third-party reviews. These are fascinating stories of struggle and progress recounted by the very people who were there, taking part in all kinds of historical events. Established at the University of Florida in 1967, the Samuel Proctor Oral History Program has completed over 4,000 interviews, making it one of the largest oral history collections in the United States. These interviews were collected from many walks of life, and in an effort to keep their stories alive, this podcast will bring their voices to you. Each episode will feature one recorded interview from our collection. Listen closely as these storytellers share their experiences and feel a stronger connection to the history we all share. Welcome back to the Proctor Podcast. Today, we are switching our focus to Florida water management. The water that flows through Florida has its own story to tell, and it's one that's becoming increasingly important in all of our lives. The people interviewed in this collection have studied the water throughout the state's history and have been a part of the policies that direct the care of this most valuable resource. For this episode, we have chosen to feature an interview with Vicki Schinkel. Schinkel was involved at the state level during the time of former Florida Governor Reuben Askew, when the state adopted a new policy on water. Prior to that time, officials handled water issues in their own regions with little regard to the rest of the state. But in 1972, the Florida Water Resources Act created the 5 water management districts we have today for the purpose of institutionalizing a uniform water policy across the state. These districts, South Florida, Southwest Florida, St. John's River, Suwannee River, and Northwest Florida, are under the control of the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. Schinkel became secretary of the department, which was then the Department of Environmental Regulation, in 1981 and held the position until 1987. More recently, she served as the state director of the Florida chapter of the Nature Conservancy and is the current chair of 1,000 Friends of Florida. Schinkel's interview was taken by Dan Simone, a doctoral student at UF, in 2008. In the following segment, Schinkel is asked to evaluate the performance of the districts over time.
I think like most state agencies, including the one I ran, we should have and could have done a lot more, a lot better. I think and we operated under the same laws in that respect, and they were very broad. One of the clearly leftover issues was the relationship between land use planning and water regulation and management of wetland systems that became the responsibility of the water management districts to regulate after the Wetlands Act was passed. And one of the interesting things about going through the clippings, I don't think there's an issue in Florida that wasn't recognized all the way back in the 80s, not a single one, including what was going on at Lake Okeechobee, including the Kissimmee River, including the fact that coastal areas were going to be out of water, including the, you know, you just name whatever the major environmental issue is, you'd find it. The real problem is more of a scientific one than a lack of will, I think. And the thing that shows that better than ever anything was the fight between Pasco and Pinellas County in the water wars. If you sat in on a number of the hearings or read the transcripts, you would find that in water, Florida is not a stable place. And whether or not climate change was happening then, the 30-year records that are really old 30-year records show those intense changes in cycles. And without very long-range record, the ability to establish, quote, natural background and natural fluctuation for purposes of regulation is extremely difficult. So the state, even to this moment, and the water management districts fail to do the biological and hydrological work that was necessary. And that's probably the biggest number one failure, probably affecting water quality issues even more so than, I mean, water quantity issues even more so than water quality issues. But when I say water quantity, I mean hydroperiod of wetlands, of rivers, lakes, all that. So that delivery of service really has poorly served the citizens of the state, because we're a very litigious state with a very fair administrative procedures law. You just can't edict something and say, well, the lake should be higher. You have to go in and convince a hearing officer, a judge, that you have the data to support a new regulation. And so when you talk about establishing minimum flows and levels, and I know there's another term now that exists as well, which I forget, and you talk about spring protection and all of that, you're really in a tough spot without data. So that has been bad. In terms of giving information to local governments for planning purposes, I think they've all improved a great deal over the last 5 or 6 years. There's lots of problems with the Local Government Planning Act. Mm-hmm. The lack of linkage there is still obviously one, but that's not the only problem with the planning in Florida. It's better than none, but it's not terribly much better than none. I think for the most part, the water management districts have done a wonderful job of prioritizing, pardon the expression, I hate it, lands to be bought. Save Our Rivers was one of the accomplishments while I was there. Gave me more pleasure than anything to work with Steve Padgett and Bob Graham on that project. And I think the water management districts just outstanding job in that area. I don't think South Florida got in there fast enough. I have to put in a criticism there, because with the price of land escalating, and the you can't just put a moratorium on land development while you're hoping to get $1 billion to buy land from somewhere. They were not fast enough on that. Uh-huh. They missed the opportunity. I don't know if the state will ever recover from that missed opportunity there. But we've been luckier in this part of the state and even Southwest.
Don't forget to check us out at www.history.ufl.edu/oral, where you can learn more about our program and subscribe to this podcast. And as always, consider recording some memories of someone you know, for we are one community with many voices.